And the recording has again started also at 10:43.
Thank you. Based on the request for due to a time conflict, I would like to, if the board is an approval of it, to move agenda item 9D, 21-31-22-28, Stephen Kempton, to our next point of discussion. Is everyone okay with that? Okay, is Mr. Kempton on the call?
And the recording has again started also at 10:43.
Thank you. Based on the request for due to a time conflict, I would like to, if the board is an approval of it, to move agenda item 9D, 21-31-22-28, Stephen Kempton, to our next point of discussion. Is everyone okay with that? Okay, is Mr. Kempton on the call?
I am, yes.
Hi, good morning.
Good morning.
Judy or Mindy, do you want to give us an update, please?
Yes, that one's me.
Thanks.
So on June 27th, 2023, the board voted at their regularly scheduled meeting to continue the discussion of Mr. Kempton's compliance with his consent agreement to the board's July 25th meeting. Mr. Kempton's consent agreement was executed on May 3rd, 2023, and his compliance to date was outlined in your packet. The order include a stayed revocation, a monitoring contract that was required to be signed within 30 days of the execution date, which date would have been June 3rd. That monitoring agreement was received on 7/6 of 2023. Monitoring is to be biweekly for 6 months, monthly for 18 months, and quarterly for 3 years. The monitoring itself is still outstanding. Therapy reports are due by the 10th of the month. Reports received thus far included one based on Mr. Kempton's interim consent agreement, which was April 17th of this year. Another was received June 21st of this year, and another was added to your packet as a supplemental addition. It came in late Friday night, so it was added to your packet Monday morning, which was dated 7/21/23. Mr. Kempton is ordered to have a chaperone with all female patients. That is currently ongoing. He was ordered to complete a professional boundaries course within 3 months. The deadline of that was August. It should have been August 3rd. That has been completed. It was completed on June 25th. Still outstanding from that professional boundaries course is a supplemental 12-week maintenance course. That is still outstanding. Mr. Kempton, and it was included in your packet, has submitted a documentation indicating that he will be attending weekly maintenance appointments on Wednesday nights. Mr. Kempton was also required to do continuing education, in-person continuing education for spinal evaluation and treatment and peripheral joint evaluation and treatment, both of which are required to be completed within 6 months, giving those items a deadline of November 3rd. Those two items are still outstanding as well. The board was provided with the memo from the June meeting outlining discussions and interactions with Mr. Kempton and Mr. Kempton's therapist as they stood at the time. Since that time frame, Mr. Kempton's therapist had requested a meeting. He was asked to provide some available dates, at which a response was never received. This matter is for your review. I'm happy to answer any questions that I can about the information provided to you. And Mr. Kempton is in attendance.
Thank you, Judy. Mr. Kempton, have you started the Wednesday night meetings?
Yes, I'm two. This will be my third week.
Okay.
I've already done 2 weeks.
Okay. I believe the majority of the discussion in our last meeting was around your monitoring and your practice audit. Can you give us an update where you're at with that?
So I've signed a contract with the monitoring company, and I've paid them their deductible, and they are, and so now they go out and they find a monitor that is suitable for the situation, and then they assign a person from the affiliated monitor company that will work with me. And so they did. Her name is Deanne, and so I talked to her yesterday about the status of everything, and she said she was waiting until the outcome. She said she talked to the board. I'm not sure. And she said she's waiting till after this meeting, and then we'll go from there.
And her name is Deanne.
Yes.
You know her last name?
Yeah, I can look it up right here. Deanne Conroy. She's my case manager. Deanne, D-E-A-N-N Conroy, C-O-N-R-O-Y.
And to your knowledge, is she a physical therapist?
No, her initials are J-D. I don't know what that stands for.
Dr. King, just to clarify, Deanne Conroy is a representative of affiliated.
Okay.
She's simply the case manager. She is not the monitor.
Yeah.
And she did email us regarding questions about the chaperoning and connectivity there. She was informed that Mr. Kempton's compliance would be on this week's agenda. That was the only conversation that was had.
Okay, so she's not the monitor.
No.
And to your knowledge, do we have a monitor yet so we can...
I have not been informed of one.
I'm not sure. I don't know if they're still looking for one or if they have one. I'm not sure.
Mr. Kempton, have you received any instructions from affiliated monitors that you haven't been able to comply with yet?
No, I received an email from Deanne to give her a call, and so I gave her a call, and she said she's going to wait for this board meeting to conclude before we go further. That's what she told me. The instructions I have had were, we had a contract, so I signed that. Then they sent me some papers for, the credit card and the payment method and all that stuff, and I signed that, sent that back. Then they charged me, and then I got the email from Deanne. And so I called her, and then once I got a hold of her, she said she's going to wait for the board meeting.
Do you know if the reports and monitoring of the chaperone are in compliance?
The reports and the monitoring of the chaperone. Well, the monitoring contract was supposed to be signed within 30 days. The delay in signing it, the monitoring company will, as has been the case in past cases, the monitoring company will not necessarily assign a monitor to it until they have a signed agreement. So it's my understanding that when Mr. Kempton returned to them a signed contract, that's probably when they started their processes. Typically, when they assign a monitor, they will let us know that. And to date, we've not received any of that information. Again, the trajectory of the process hinges primarily on the signed contract in the first place.
Mr. Kempton, and I wasn't at the last board meeting, is there a reason why we didn't get a signed contract until July 6th?
Yes. I was talking and it was a miscommunication. And I was talking to Judy Chepius about, well, I originally reached out to the monitoring company. They came back and they told me this is, they're like, this is a lot of information. This is going to be a huge financial hardship on you. Are you sure you can do this? And I was like, I don't know. And so they asked me, like, maybe you can go back to the board and discuss it with them and maybe they can change it a little bit. And so I waited, and so I emailed Judy that, and I talked to her about that, and then I waited for the next board meeting, and that made me behind on signing that contract, if that makes sense.
Yeah, I recall that communication. I prepared for the last board meeting. I didn't attend. But thank you.
You're welcome.
Yes, Mr. Kempton had emailed to ask if the order could be changed, and my response was any changes to any orders need to go before the board, and the next meeting at that time was the June meeting.
Dr. King? Are you there?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
What do we need to do with this? Do we need to approve Mr. Kempton's untimely submission, or do we just let the process continue? It seems like finally on track.
That's a good question, Mr. Greer, because, you know, at this point, he remains out of compliance with the signed consent agreement. That was a really big part of it, was monitoring his practice and a practice audit, and none of which has happened, and we've had a signed agreement since May, and we're now at the end of July. So last month he presented, asked if we would amend it. The answer was no, because we don't have anything showing anything, and he was to get a signed consent agreement immediately. It looks like it was not signed until the 6th. And now we wait for a monitor. So we're still in a place where he's not in compliance with a consent agreement. And quite frankly, it worries me that we allow someone to be out of compliance with a consent agreement, you know, for this long. But
and Dr. King, I hear you and I understand that.
Sure.
You know, you say he hasn't signed until the 6th. You know, that was, you know, the week after the June board meeting, following a holiday weekend, which I know I was out of the office, and seemed like everyone in Phoenix may have been out of the office as well. And so that doesn't seem like that long of a time to get the agreement with affiliate monitors signed following the June meeting. I do recall him asking for some modifications to the board meeting, and I recall Judy's email to him saying, hey, you got to present that. And so I'm not going to fault him for thinking, hey, maybe I don't want to sign this contract because the board may change its mind. You know, we do now have a signed contract, and, you know, I want to make sure that this case, that the monitoring occurs too. And I think the fastest way to do this is to let the process continue. We got off to a little bit of a rocky start, but the rocky start was because he asked for, basically filed a motion for reconsider. If he would have filed a motion for reconsideration, you know, I think it would have been stayed while we considered, and that's substantively what he did. But
I hear you.
I just didn't know if we need a motion to do anything right now.
I do think we need a motion, because, I mean, at the end of the day, he's not in compliance with the consent agreement. So I do think there needs to be something memorialized from the board. And if we're going to continue to approve the process.
In that case, I have a really good motion. I would move to go into executive session for legal advice.
Second. Judy, can you call the vote, please?
It's been moved and seconded to enter executive session for legal advice. Dr. King?
Yes.
Dr. Bastillo?
Yes, and it'll take me a minute to get there.
Okay. Mr. Leone?
I think he